Scott with SJWellFire.com. Final Days Report, episode 404. The AIB system is rising. This e-government, e-god. It's being implemented under Doge, right? The snake is eating its tail that we've always covered. And it's just a cover to implement e-government. It's wings of the same bird, my friends. Plus, we're going to cover how we're being primed for a civil war. Another proposed smart city mysteriously is on the verge of catching on fire. Fires all around it. We're also going to cover digital pandemics, all of these hacks, which will ultimately be used as the excuse for ID 2020. And then the last story I'm going to cover is just strange things in the skies that I think fit a dream that I had that we've covered a while ago. All right. The first story I want to cover with receipts from the Economic Times is Elon Musk led Doge using AI to help rewrite a large chunk of the federal government's computer systems. Here's what a leaked video is revealing. And I think this is a plan, a stage, a script for Doge to unlock all this corruption, but then to figure out the solution to fire all these employees because they don't need them. They can use artificial intelligence. So who are you going to call when you have an issue with the government? Artificial intelligence? This is just going to be a creepy, creepy world. As Elon says, it's an interesting world. No, it's creepy. And it's by design, my friends. The article discusses a leaked video revealing that Elon Musk's Department of Efficiency, Doge, spelled EGOD backwards, is using AI to help rewrite a significant portion of the federal government's computer systems. There it is. And I think this has been happening forever. This is how they're boiling us like frogs and slow rolling us. One of the ideas mentioned is the creation of AI coding agents trained on existing government software to automate and simplify tasks. The AI tools could be a centralized database of government contracts to analyze and manage them more efficiently. There you go. However, there are concerns about privacy and data security as the plan involves aggregating employees' personal data without their consent. This is going to be the social credit score. This is going to be the carbon tracker. It'll be tied to Visa. It'll be tied to that story that we covered with Kroger, with facial recognition, with discriminatory pricing, where the pricing per item fluctuates depending upon who you are. This will be ID 2020. It's sick. It's sick. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And if it's God's will, it's his will. If it's his timing, it's his timing. It's prophecy. No man can buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And I take the end of days scripture literally because the prophecies about Jesus's first return literally happened. So that's how personally I read my Bible. All right. We've covered this before, but it was another article from MIT Press. MIT, right? One of the toughest schools in the world to get into. Silicon Valley's obsession with AI looks a lot like a religion. Let me read that again. Silicon Valley's obsession with AI looks a lot like religion. So a couple points in the article I want to cover, some summaries. While studying toward ordination, this is the writer, as a secular humanist clergy, what does that mean? 2 decades ago, I had the fortune of meeting the late Rabbi Sherwin Wine, a brilliant philosopher, he's burning, whom Time magazine profiled as the atheist rabbi in 1967. He became my favorite teacher and mentor as I trained to serve communities of atheists and agnostics in ways that parallel how religious leaders typically minister to their congregations. This is all from the pit of hell, right? Sherman's go-to line about technology was, get this, I've always said there is no God. I never said there wouldn't be one in the future. So they're positioning AI as a god, as we've always said, for 3 years within this ministry. Now let's continue. And you need to think about this with e-government, right? With e-god. Canon, a Mormon transhumanist. So this is the Mormon religion. And I actually know people, a lot of Mormons, good people. They think they can be a god, right? The first lie of the Bible. You can't be a god. So I pray they get saved. Canon, a leading Mormon transhumanist theologian and founder of the Utah-based startup Thrivos, which sells health supplements, during a Zoom call, Canon spoke about topics like God, blockchain, and humanity's progression towards technological singularity. We're going to talk singularity next. he believes his supplements help merge individuals with technology. Lord help us. Ken mentions that he's 48, the same age his father died of cancer, and his three young adult sons. Folks, if you're truly saved, you do not fear death. You don't fear it because it's a promotion. He sympathizes with the idea of extending one's lifespan to spend more time with loved ones as he lost his father prematurely. The author also draws a comparison between Cannon and Ray Kurzweil, a famous singularitarian who takes numerous pills to live long enough to witness the arrival of advanced AI. However, they're fearful of dying. They love their sin. So they want to do this AI rapture, that VCAST that we cover. However, Canna emphasized that Kurzweil does not yet believe in God. It's all a crock. It's all a crock. And again, Doge is E-God spelled backwards. And they're destroying everything. We've talked about how all these false flags are. They're making cars a weapon around the world because they want AI to run your cars. They want them to be autonomous vehicles. And they're doing the same thing with air travel. The only way you're going to travel in the future is with Meta, to go there with your goggles on. The elite sure can travel. That's their goal. They wanted this one world government enslavement system. But this is where it gets creepy, because we've called this months ago. FAA targeting Verizon contract in favor of Musk's Starlink. This is Skynet. This is the movie Skynet, my friends. Here's another headline where they're just telling you Elon Musk is inside the belly of the beast. Speaker Johnson praises Doge cuts, right? He's in the belly of the beast. He's the snake eating the tail to bring in you AI government. Elon Musk says he's sending Starlink tech to FAA while saying without evidence that air safety is at risk. Yeah, air safety is not at risk. All of a sudden now in 2025, planes are falling from the sky. This is sabotage, my friends. And then here's just another proof point. FAA confirms it's testing Starlink, maybe for tasks Elon says Verizon is doing badly. And there's a $6 billion contract. Without the U.S. government, Elon wouldn't have a company. Google wouldn't have a company. Facebook, there's some rumors and some evidence that that system was built by government. Amazon has, or Jeff Bezos, his father was, or grandfather, I think it was part of DARPA. And then all those government contracts as well. Not buying any of it, my friends. How many corporations does the CIA have? Remember that 60 Minutes video we played with Mossad talking about how they're the producers, actors, directors of the movie script, and they have all of these companies and shell companies? Well, so does the CIA. They're all one big family, my friends. I bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. J.D. Vance linked to Palantir, that's pre-crime software, that has tentacles into the AI targeting system in Israel to attack the so-called terrorists called the Gospel. It's a wild time to be alive, my friends. All right, let's get into singularity. So Elon Musk recently tweeted, we are on the event horizon of singularity. And ultimately, it's when you become one with artificial intelligence. And then there's another definition of singularity being smarter than humans. So there's two different definitions that are floating around here. But I go back to how they're going to sell you to hook up to artificial intelligence to 100% control your thoughts. Beyond the Operation Crimson Mist type technology that can generate fear and all this other stuff, all these emotions, but they're going to do it with medical enhancements, intellectual augmentation, you know, having a higher IQ, being able to download different languages, being great at business. They're going to promote prolonging your life, physical augmentation, right? The blind shall see, the paralyzed shall walk. Then there's this whole mental health support. If you're depressed, hey, hook up to AI, you'll no longer be depressed. You can see it, my friends. Productivity. Don't fall for any of it. It's a big lie, live forever. All right, so singularity. So again, singularity, they've talked about one definition where AI is smarter than humans, but really, there's the other definition of the state, fact, quality, or condition of being singular is the definition. And then they go on to give an example. He believed in the singularity of all cultures where everything is united. And never forget, Elon Musk comes from a transhumanism family. Comes from a transhumanism family. And he said, we have Neuralink that has read and write capability. So they're going to write to your mind. So of course, if AI is anti-God, which if you've ever dabbled a little bit with it, it hates God. It hates Christ. It hates it. And then you're going to hook up to that. You're going to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will no longer be able to talk to you. We have done a podcast, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? Final Days Report 381, 378, and 379. I highly suggest you take a look at it. When we did these VCasts, I probably only found five or so sources. So some people thought of it before I did. And I'm not saying it's 100% true. I'm just saying, let's watch them. We did a Bible study on 378 where we tie some of the characteristics of the false prophet and what, and more importantly, what the false prophet can do. And he can do this with technology. It used to be, we always thought the Pope would be the false prophet, but there's a lot of miracles that this false prophet will do. So check some of those VCast out because it's just looking more and more and more like it, that this guy is an actor on the scene showing us all these different miracles. All right. I'm going to switch now from this AI government that is self-evident, all by design, to just some things that I think they're still pushing within the narrative. They're pushing a civil war. So this Representative Crockett, as far as I'm concerned, Trump is an enemy of the United States. So the right, they're going nuts, right? And then here's Trump. They do it on both sides. This is an older video, but I just thought it was kind of funny.
As you know, this week, Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president. Vilifying 75 million citizens, plus another probably 75 to 150, if we want to be accurate about it, as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him, do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right? I think Philadelphia was a great choice to make this speech of hatred and anger. His speech was hatred and anger. By the way, the next morning he forgot what he said. You saw that. They asked him about, oh, I didn't think I said that, did I? Oh, no. How'd you like the red lighting behind him like the devil?
This is nothing but a script. Beat Trump up, make the left look so insanely stupid, and have divide and conquer to push civil war. Because if they have a civil war, if they have a civil clash, then they can bring in the military-industrial complex, silent weapons for quiet wars. We did a podcast on It's All a Military Operation, and we show all the different grids of control. Check that he cast out. I'm telling you, that's why they continuously want civil war. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Personally, wherever you live, I would find out if they're promoting a smart city, if they have a smart city strategy. Because if they do, you might want to get a blue roof or move to the country. But let's read. Myrtle Beach formally launches smart city initiative. Now, all of a sudden, it's burning down. And I highly suggest you look at Final Days Report 403, because we cover 9 reasons why they don't care about your guns. And a lot of what we cover really touches upon silent weapons for quiet wars, how these New World Order types are destroying the world to bring on a one world government. That's why they don't care. All right, check this fire out. very, very intense, more digital plandemic information in the news from American Military News. 405,000 taxpayers exposed in leak, IRS says. They need to expose everything so they can bring in ID 2020 from RT. Records now show U.S. Social Security sent millions to the Ukraine. Suspect, right? Elon Musk calls Social Security the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time as calls mount to remove contribution caps for billionaires. My big thing here is they're exposing it. They're exposing the fraud for ID 2020 for a way to identify you. You mean to tell me they can't identify you and they can't get rid of the fraud? And I go back to this start of this VCast on how AI will run everything. Actually, the IRS said they're using artificial intelligence to track every transaction that I think happened from FedNow. So we're being played the script in big time wrestling. But now they're slowly giving us little nuggets that yes, artificial intelligence is going to run it all. They're burning it down to bring it back, right? This burning it down with that story I just covered for a smart city prison. Here's another one from Fortune magazine. Social Security payments could suffer interruptions soon as DOGE causes system collapse. Former commissioner warns, start saving now. Fear, 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 fear. What they'll do is they'll do what the World Economic Forum said, is they'll do a digital pandemic that will really wipe things out. And people will be begging. They'll be begging for ID 2020 in this Mark of the Beast system. That's what they're probably going to do. They have so many different ways that they can bring in the new world order. All right. Final Days Report 353. I had this weird dream that the planets, these stars, came really close to the Earth. So somebody posted this where Venus is very, very close to the moon. Moon and Venus. Venus has never been so close with a mobile phone. Something is changing. And again, I saw these planets, and it was more than one, just a bunch of them close, very, very close to the Earth. And it just reminds me of the stars will fall. And then this went viral as well. Somebody took a picture of the moon, and you can actually see probably Venus with through it. And so it looks like the moon is absolutely transparent. It is the most wild shot. And I believe this is a real shot, not faked. You know, some people are questioning it, but the person swears that's what they saw. And remember, we saw that second moon this summer. We covered that. And the Lord's been giving me dreams about the moon. So again, Final Days Report, episode 353. Final Days Report 329. This one wasn't a dream, but the moon is literally turning red. And scientists don't know how and why. And then 301, I've had a couple dreams of missiles hitting the moon. So what is happening, my friends? All right. I like to end with scripture. Make sure you're sealed by God. Make sure you're saved. Because it's just interesting. Revelation 9, I find to be one of the most fascinating chapters of the Bible. And let's read a little bit. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit and smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by season of the smoke of the pit. That's interesting. We're seeing all this strange fog right now. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given to them that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented for 5 months, and their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like on the horses prepared on the battle, and their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as hair of women, and their teeth were teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots and many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, the name is Apollyon. So what does it mean to be sealed? What does it mean to be sealed? Ephesians 1. 13 through 14, in whom ye have trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed, and that the Holy Spirit of promise, which is earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Corinthians 1, 21 through 22, now which he establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So really, go back and read those and study and ponder that and pray on that in connection as well with Revelation 9. And then Revelation chapter 7, verses 2 through 4. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel. And this just reminds me of that dream I had where there was a Muslim man, and then I heard in my spirit during the stream, somebody from Africa jumping out of this plane, and then they went up, and then they fell down to the ocean, and then there were two lines of people going up and walking towards the promised land. It's Christ or bust, my friends. Never forget that. It's Christ or bust. Period. Make sure you're sealed by God, and you'll have an inner peace that is hard to explain. Thank you for your support, my friends. Let's summarize. Doge is nothing short of EGOD, which is a plan to bring in AI government. We have the receipts. They're destroying aviation to bring on Starlink, this AI Skynet. Now, all of a sudden, RFK Jr. is switching on poison pokes with measles. Right? We're dealing with actors. We're dealing with a plan. We're dealing with how they need to poke you for the operating system. Not buying any of it. It's Christ or bust. Then all of a sudden we have smart cities on the verge of burning down again in Myrtle Beach. Right? Pushing us for a civil war on both sides. Don't fall for it, because it's just going to be more of a control grid. And strange things happening in the sky. Very strange things. I could have put four or five other things that people have been seeing. It's wild. Look up, my friends. Put your faith in Jesus. Great time to be alive. God bless.